Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rudy Law. Batting second. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The DH, Ron Kittle. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Darryl Boston. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Julio Cruz. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tom Seaver. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dave Collins. Batting second. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting third. The first baseman, Bruce Bochy. Batting fourth. The DH, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mike Davis. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike Heath. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Donnie Hill. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alfredo Griffin. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Rick Langford. And now, play ball. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bochy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Law for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is called out on strikes. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines takes first base on ball four. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bochy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Walker for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Athletics. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a pop-up towards first. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a line drive into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bakhti scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Guillen for the out. One out. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 1 in the game. Law hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Collins bunts towards the mound. Seaver fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lansford hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Bakhti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bakhti is 0 for 1 in the game. Bakhti hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Boston. Bakhti reaches second base with a double. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 1 in the game. Kingman hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hewlett is called out on strikes. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Baines hits a fly ball into left field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Athletics. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 2, Athletics, 2. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kittle hits a fly ball into left field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Boston. Davis reaches second base with a double. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 1 in the game. Murphy strikes out. One out. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 1 in the game. Hill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0 for 1 in the game. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bhakti scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Boston for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin can't make a play. That's a base hit. Towards short. Griffin picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Griffin. Cruz moves to second. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 2 in the game. Law hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Law reaches second base with a double. Cruz scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 2 in the game. Hewlett hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 1 in the game. Griffin hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Collins for the out. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lansford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Baines hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steve Ontiveros now pitching. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Walker hits a line drive towards short. Griffin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Fisk hits a line drive into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 2 in the game. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bruce Bhakti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bhakti is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bhakti is called out on strikes. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 2 in the game. Kingman hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Kingman moves to second. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-2 in the game. Murphy is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a line drive into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0-for-2 in the game. Boston hits a fly ball into left field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-2 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-2 in the game. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-2 in the game. Griffin bunts into center field for a base hit. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Griffin moves to third. Bob James now pitching. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lansford hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Griffin tags and scores. Two outs. It's White Sox, 3, Athletics, 3. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Collins. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Collins steals second. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bochy takes first base on ball 4. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kingman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Law hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-3 in the game. Hewlett is called out on strikes. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Baines hits a fly ball into left field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-3 in the game. Murphy hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-3 in the game. Hill hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Murphy moves to second. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards second. Cruz can't make a play. That's a base hit. Murphy moves to third. Hill moves to second. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off James, and towards Geelan, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jay Howell now pitching. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-3 in the game. Kittle hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0-for-3 in the game. Boston is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Lansford hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bochy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bochy for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Geelan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Geelan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geelan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Geelan hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Julio Cruz. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Scott Fletcher pinch runs for Jerry Hairston. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Law hits a line drive into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Oscar Gamble pinch hits for Tim Hewlett. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a line drive into left field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. the Athletics will come to bat. Juan Agosto now pitching. Luis Salazar now playing third base. Scott Fletcher now playing second base. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Baines hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Walker strikes out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lansford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kittle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Steve Henderson pinch hits for Donnie Hill. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Salazar fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Salazar fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Collins hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Collins. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Collins steals second. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got three RBIs. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Salazar fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Keith Atherton now pitching. Mike Gallego now playing second base. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0-for-4 in the game. Boston hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Ozzie Gielen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gielen is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Gielen hits a pop-up towards short. Griffin catches it and tags out Boston for the double play. Two outs. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bakhti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bruce Bakhti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bakhti is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bhakti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gilan misplays the ball. That's an error on Gilan. Rob Picciolo pinch runs for Bruce Bhakti. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Kingman hits a fly ball into left field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Davis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Boston. Davis reaches second base with a double. There goes Picciolo trying to get to home. Baines throws the ball into Fletcher, who relays the ball to Fisk, who tags Picciolo, who came all the way from first, for the out. Davis moves to third. Two outs. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Salazar fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Rob Picciolo now playing first base. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Law hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar bunts towards first. Picciolo fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Baines takes first base on ball 4. Salazar moves to second. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-5 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Walker reaches second base with a double. Salazar scores. Baines moves to third. It's 4-3, White Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-5 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Fisk is walked intentionally. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Kittle strikes out. Two outs. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Boston strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene Nelson now pitching. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 4, Athletics, 4. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallego takes first base on ball 4. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Griffin bunts on two strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-strike-3. One out. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 3-for-6 in the game, with three singles. Collins hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Gallego moves to second. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-5 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got three RBIs. Lansford is hit by the pitch. Gallego moves to third. Collins moves to second. Mickey Tettleton pinch runs for Carney Lansford. Dusty Baker pinch hits for Rob Picciolo. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker takes first base on ball four. Gallego scores. Collins moves to third. Tettleton moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.